أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يولج الليل في النهار ويولج النهار في الليل وهو عليم بذات الصدور. All things in the heavens and earth glorify the praises of Allah, and He is exalted in might, full of wisdom. To him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and death, and He has the power over all things. He is the first, He is the last, He is the apparent, and He is the most discreet, and He has knowledge over all things. It is He who has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then He has established upon the throne. He knows what enters into the earth and what comes out thereof, and what comes down from the heavens and what ascends therein. And He's with you wherever you be, and He sees all that you do. To Him belongs the kingdoms of the earth and the heavens, and to Allah Ta'ala all affairs must go back. He merges the night into the day and the day into the night, and He has full knowledge of all that is concealed within the hearts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite these 5 surahs before sleeping. The 5 surahs would sabbaha or yusabbihu. One is Surah Hadid, then is Surah Hashar, and then is Surah Saf, Surah Juma, and Surah Taghabun. These surahs, some of them start off with sabbaha, and the others start off with yusabbihu. The root meaning is the same, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the difference between sabbaha and yusabbihu, one is about the past and one is the future or the present, conveying to us that Allah ta'ala must be glorified at all times, in the past, in the present, and in the future. At no, there must be no given time without us engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Sam would encourage the recitation of these 5 surahs, saying that therein there is a verse that is better than 1,000 verses. The ulama explained that this verse is Huwa al-awwal wal-akhir wal-zahir wal-batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. When we say He is the first, what we refer to, that all creation had commenced with Him. There was nothing before Him. He was and He will be. So all the creation that we see, the heavens, the earth, and between the both, all have originated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-akhir, and He is the last. In other words, in His being and His attributes, He is the last. Everything else either perishes or is perishable. Whether it is the malaika, whether it is the throne, whether it is Jannat and Jahannam, everything will perish or is perishable in its nature. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that lasts and remains, for He is eternal. There is no beginning, there is no end to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore He is the first and he is the last. وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ He is most apparent and clear through the proofs. We can see the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The proofs of His existence are so abundant that as though He is in front of us, He can see us. Like when we see an intelligent person, and we say it is an intelligent person, though we didn't see the intelligence in him, but we see his behavior over a period of time. There is a consistent pattern within him. He finds solutions to difficult problems. So when we see the intelligence in him, then we say he's an intelligent person, though we haven't seen the brains and the intelligence in him. So similarly, when we see around the world, then there are so many proofs, and so the proofs are so abundant of his existence, that as though he is before us, he is so apparent and so clear. Therefore, وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ And he is, in spite of the proofs of his existence being so abundant, but he is so discreet in respect to the extent of his glory. Therefore, the poet says that he can be as qiyas wa khyal wa guman ma. He is above my understanding. He is above my reasoning. Wa as jumla didan wa shanidan wa khandan. Whatever I have read about Allah Ta'ala and whatever I see about Him and whatever I have heard of Him, He is above all that. Wa jumla qala qila man. Says he's even above all the research that I can read or I've read up. So he's even above and he's even beyond that. Khaak bar farq ma. Then how insignificant is my reasoning and my understanding in comparison to his glory and greatness. Imagine a small little tadpole in a small little pond, not even a meter long. So small, it's just been hatched out today, not even a millimeter. And it's trying to work out the extent of the ocean, vastness of the ocean. We'll say it's futile. It's far beyond your ability to try to work out the extent of the ocean. So the glory of Allah Ta'ala is far beyond our understanding and far beyond our reasoning and imagination. It's so great. And His majesty is so great, and He prevails over everything, and His glory, His greatness, His majesty is so much that it's far beyond our reasoning. So therefore we say He's so discreet, in spite of Him being so apparent, yet He is so discreet that we cannot understand the extent of His glory. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ And He has knowledge over all things, knowledge of all things. Hadith Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is reported to have said that if someone has any type of doubts about his iman and beliefs, etc., then softly let him recite these words, wal awwalu wal akhiru wal zahiru wal batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. In this day, the type of thoughts and the type of news that goes around definitely puts up a doubt into people's minds. Sometimes the iman is dented. Sometimes the beliefs are affected. So one very easy way to get this ironed out is to recite these words here discreetly, softly in one's mind. Wal awwal wal akhir wal zahir wal batin wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. It is He who has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Thereafter He is established on the throne. In other words, His authority is established. This is the point of that administration. Every administration has a point, has a center from where it administers its affairs. So all affairs are regulated and administered from this point. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ To Him belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth. And remember, no matter how you examine life and see life, but all matters must go back to Him. For examination, for testing, for trial, purposes, all matters will definitely go back to Allah Ta'ala. So hence believe in Him, believe in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and spend of the substance that He has made you heirs therein. So those of, for those of you who believe and spend in his path is a magnificent reward. And what is the matter? Why do you not believe in Allah? When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invites you to believe in your Rabb, and he's already taken the covenant from you, if you are truthful in your faith. هُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. It is he who has sent down upon his servants clear verses and clear proofs, that he may lead you out from the depths of darknesses to the light of Iman. And he is most compassionate and most merciful towards you.